More on St. Paul's Montvale. As many know, Rector Jill Williams has left St. Paul's Montvale. That saddens us, because she is one of the best priests we know. And given our dubious view of the church generally, we don't say that lightly. The big surprise for the dissidents will be that they did not run her off. Jill left for other reasons, and we believe she made the right choice. On other fronts, we hear rumors that Mark Denbow is telling people he's going to file a civil rights action involving St. Paul's apropos the vestry's decision that he is not welcome. As Mark well knows, there is no constitutional right to access any particular church, and if he files, his suit will be frivolous. And Anglican Watch believes that the attorney disciplinary complaint that likely results will reflect the frivolous nature of his lawsuit, as well as his illegal entry onto private property. As to Denbow's claim in court about entering the church property to worship his God, spare us. He had actual notice that he was not to enter the property, full stop. Whether he was there to worship God, cure cancer, or walk on water is irrelevant. And he knows it. Kindly stop treating the court and the rest of the world like they are idiots. We also question Denbow's ethics in light of the fabrications from Beth Abrahamson, the questionable financial transactions we have documented, and the ugly rhetoric and fabrications from the dissidents. At one time, Denbow's commitment to human rights was something to be admired and commended. But his behavior in this matter is appalling and threatens to undo the good aspects of his career. And we'd remind Denbow of Jeff Piatt's facially contradictory statements. First, he said he was never coming back while Jill was there, then he shows up with signs saying, "Let us in." So which is it? Homophobia much? Mark? We've also heard reports of multiple Title IV clergy disciplinary cases against Jill. Sorry folks, there's no canonical offense in telling bullies to scram, especially when it was the vestry, not Jill, that made that decision. And given the number of lies from the dissidents, we'd be more than happy to offer the diocese information, including additional financial documentation we've uncovered that suggests tax evasion and money laundering by certain dissidents. So those who filed complaints are wasting their time, and may even be digging a bigger hole for themselves. Oh. Speaking of, we wonder what Mark Denbow's views are on money laundering. But hey, he's just hanging out, wanting to worship his God. Our hearts also go out to the current vestry members. The dissidents claimed for many years to be friends, but their behavior towards those who have stayed has been despicable. If that's your idea of friendship, no thanks. You can keep it. Their betrayal of people they said were friends and fellow Christians is appalling, particularly Beth Abrahamson's falsely telling Jill that a parishioner who had just lost a family member did not want to hear from her. What sort of human being behaves like that? Abrahamson should be glad we don't believe in a literal hell, because if there were one, she'd be spending her summer days shoveling coal in the furnace room of hell. But regardless of Abrahamson's eventual destination, the phrase, antisocial personality disorder, comes to mind. And we hope that, when Abrahamson loses family members, she gives careful thought to her behavior in that space. As for Jeff Piatt, we're following up on a number of additional leads about questionable behavior. Given the numbers he submitted for his Paycheck Protection Program loan, there's plenty of reason to look with a jaundiced eye at anything he's involved with. In fact, we are prepared to bet that more will come out in the weeks to come. And we'd caution anyone considering doing business with him to ask questions, lots of questions. And to vestry members at St. Paul's, please keep in touch. We are happy to hear from you and will do anything we can to support you. As for the dissidents not specifically named here, you're going to be lucky if you find a church that will have you. As toxic as you are, we're reminded of the old joke about not wanting to join any country club that would actually have us. Any church willing to deal with you isn't a church worth attending.